Welcome back to a pre-recorded edition of Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being with us. My name is Jeff here till 4 o'clock. Love your feedback on the show, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. You can also find us on Facebook, on Twitter, I'm at Jeff Robson. And love to hear from you. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com, I guess was the other thing I was going to say. If all goes according to plan, I'm just about home from a little quick trip to Germany to visit some good friends, and I think I got a couple of more quick little interviews we'll throw in to this hour. But first, how about a little bit of music first? How about a little bit of thematically appropriate music? We were talking to the Whipsaw, our Evan Phillips, earlier on, you know, in 2010, and he was talking about opening for Wilco in Alaska. And, thought I'd play you this appropriate Wilco song. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
wonder then if silence had forever disappeared. What with everybody yelling, the end was finally here. A scream. I waited for a sign. I listened very carefully when told just what to buy. Lovers became bitter, mathematicians counting crumbs. Some were filled with angry lust, the rest felt mostly numb. The sun became the enemy. They'd hunger after dark and kill time swapping partners at a club called Noah's Ark. It's far from cheap, and those that couldn't get in started fighting in the street. The day came, so we gathered in a field behind the mall. A noted scientist predicted there we'd see it all. City council members came. They told us not to fear. The king and queen of homecoming both shed a poignant tear. Its eye. The molecules collided and became part of the sky. In all my life, I've never known a moment quite so still, like space that's being emptied at the same time that it's filled. I woke up to the sound. German hip-hop in the air. It sounded like the hum of insects nesting in my hair. I wasn't so much tired, but I felt that I should sleep. So I closed my eyes and mumbled something about a soul.
Many lives I could have lived, many trails taken. It always seems that way at 23. You walk into a room sometime, then a window opens. My life changed forever in the south of Germany. A morning train I had to catch. I just lay there sleeping. There was nothing in that town to hold me. But by the time the clock had done another day of creeping, my life had changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away. Seven children have I raised. I love some more than others. The hardest thing to do is set them free. So I learned my lesson hard. Seven times all over, my life changed forever in the south of Germany. I never was the kind of girl for acting sentimental. I never called our meeting destiny. I just call it good luck to meet a man so gentle. My life changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away. Now sometimes when I wake at night, I'm dreaming of another. Then I turn and touch him next to me. And I know where I belong. Still I sometimes wonder, my life changed forever in the south of Germany. Oh, I'm so sorry that today I have to go away.
It's a big world out there. There are mountains and there are seas. Then it's the North Atlantic that separates you from me. I would get there if I could, but I admit I find it hard. I feel stuck in this corner like a stamp on a postcard. And while I'm on the subject of correspondence, I miss your voice and your easy way with words. If you could find the time and make my week, you don't even have to speak. Just pick up a pen and write me a letter from Canada. From Canada. River this town sits upon was the source that led you here. But like my heart, it freezes over at this time of year. And when the meltwater starts rising, remember I was once your friend. I promise you won't be found wanting. Upon me you can depend. Our family bonds, they are unspoken. We get there although the airport is clearly broken. If you can reach out and offer your hand to me, I'll help you climb this family tree. With a little help we can both make it back from Canada. From Canada. Images. out for what lies ahead. Fix bayonets and go back to bed. For the next 10 years we can dream about life in Canada. In Canada.
Great band called the Windtown Marshals with a song called Canada. They were booked to play the Static Roots Festival in Germany this weekend, and I went there to check it out. Unbelievable. We heard Paul Kelly in there with a great song called South of Germany. We heard Clem Snide in there singing about the sound of German hip-hop, and Wilco with their song Impossible Germany. Now, if you're just joining us, we're doing a little bit of a special tribute to some special folks, some special friends over in Germany who have been so supportive and kind to us over the years. And in 2010, we did a special broadcast for our friend Dietmar, who was sick at the time in the hospital. He has since recovered nicely and is doing quite well for himself, I think. And we're listening back to some of the people that we talked to try to cheer him up back then. We spoke to our friend from right here in Winnipeg, Matt Epp, who had actually just done a house concert at Dietmar's house the night before, but Dietmar was in the hospital, so he couldn't go, which has got to be a tough, tough thing. But, well, we'll let Matt tell you about what happened.
Now, Matt, you're still hanging out at Dietmar's house.
I am here. I'm sitting with his wife and daughter, and we're listening to your program.
How the heck does it happen that our beard-grown, skateboard-riding, folk song-singing friend Matt Epp from Winnipeg ends up in Dietmar's living room in Germany? How does that happen?
you know, I think this is my roots or something. I don't know. I mean, I heard about Dietmar a number of times. I think Leroy's mentioned him. Our friend Allison, you know who you are. She's mentioned him, and I think I talked to Rami and Rami Mays, and she was the one that gave me his email address, and then it was all over after that.
Yeah.
You know, and I got out here to Europe to see what's going on over here. I mean, all these musicians I like are coming over here. Leroy Staggers make it a big smash hit of Europe, and so I was like, well, I want a piece of that.
It's my turn.
Well, yeah, you know, like these great people are coming over here and getting and saying, oh yeah, you know, you love it there, and so I thought I'd try it out, and it's one of the best house concerts I've ever been to. I mean, you should have tasted the food that Marion.
Oh, I can imagine. Jeepers creepers.
And the German wine is great. And, and I got to see Dietmar today and gave him a hug for you.
Excellent.
And he's doing good and got really good spirits. And I got to play a few songs in the hospital for him and his roommate and the nurses.
Well, that's fantastic. So you got to he got to hear a little bit of it, and I hear that Marion was sending him video clips or something from the show, so he could.
Yeah, she had her phone. She had her phone on for a few songs, and she was listening there, and somebody made a video of it so that he can watch it later too.
Now that's too bad. I mean, the guy goes to all the trouble to put on the show, and I know he sends out invitations, and he was super excited, and then he can't even come to his darn show. That's that's a bit of a bummer.
It is too bad, but at least we're thankful that he's doing well, and that's the most important thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I tried to sing loud enough that he'd hear it in the hospital.
So, but you did get to go play him a few songs at the hospital?
Yeah, I went there today and with Marion and Joanna, and we got to go and find an empty room and played some songs in there, and that was pretty good. I mean,
terrific.
I mean, I can imagine the weekends getting pretty boring in a hospital the doctors are gone out, you know, partying or something. And yeah, we had a blizzard here. I mean, it's not so much compared to Canada can get, but
well, I was going to say you're from Winnipeg, you know, snow.
I locked myself out of the house in the middle of the night a couple nights ago.
Yeah.
I stepped outside for a second just in my socks and pajamas, and the blizzard was going on, and I closed the door behind me, and I didn't realize it locked. And everyone was fast asleep. I had a Tom Petty DVD going, and I stood out there for an hour until the neighbor heard me knocking.
Oh, no.
And let me in and called Mary. I was in pretty rough shape by the end of the hour, I'll tell you that.
For sure. But obviously things got worked out. And the show was a success? You had fun last night at the show?
Yes.
Where are you off to now? Where's the next stop on the Matt Epp World Tour?
I'm in Germany and a little radio show in Holland on Friday, but I'll be nearby.
It won't be as good as this radio show, I hope.
Well, it's not nearly that good.
But
I mean, I probably have more listeners in Holland right now than I will when I get on the Dutch station.
True enough.
Probably. I'll be here for a couple weeks and then going to Memphis. I got a official showcase and a lot of showcases in Memphis for Folk Alliance, and then I'm going to come back here. And I have a new band in Spain. So I was just over there playing, and they're the best band in Spain. They're really they're all from famous bands that aren't really working too much anymore. And I don't know how it happened, but so I'm probably going to take them around Europe for a while, and then drag some of my Winnipeg colleagues out here at some point too.
That's unbelievable. I don't know how you do it. You lead a charmed life, Matt Epp.
I do. I don't know.
I hope you're having fun.
I don't do it. I'll tell you that much. Something bigger than me does that.
Well, it's great, and good on you, and congratulations on the record, Safe for Free. I guess it's out all over the world now that you're taking it there.
Yeah, and, I'm taking it out there, and also very blessed to have met Dietmar and his family, and just had such a wonderful time recuperating here too, and Dietmar, buddy, in the hospital, don't laugh too much with your neighbor there. his neighbor's always making him laugh, and it hurts apparently. So.
Yeah. Well, that's good, and you know that you're gonna have to go back there. Like once you're a pal with Dietmar and Marion, you're stuck there for life. So.
Oh, good. Good. They have a really nice house.
I bet.
They got this great coffee maker. And you just press buttons and you get fresh coffee, and I love it.
Well, that's good. So anyway, Safe for Free. Did Dietmar have any requests, or is there any song in particular that we should send out to him?
Well, today in the hospital he asked for Cover Me, and I said that no, it's too loud.
Well, we could play it for him now.
Maybe you could send that one out to him.
All right, let's do that. And anyways, thanks, Matt. Good luck with all your travels, and all the best to Marion and Joanna and good Dietmar, who's listening as well. So thanks for doing that for us, buddy.
Thanks for calling Germany.
Anyways, thanks, buddy. Travel safe.
Okay, I will. I'll travel safe and free.
All right. Here it is, Matt Epp.
Going out on the great unknown, going out where few men have gone before, and come home and I'm scared, and I'm scared. Give me peace, I'm scared, but I'll go if you cover me. Me out on the front.
There's Matt Epp with a song called Cover Me off his album Safe or Free. I want to play you one more interview clip. It'll be the last one. Back at the time, we had a couple of other interviews. Dustin Bentall, Rami Mays were also on the show. Not going to play all those for you. I don't want to make this seem too self-indulgent. Hopefully, even if you don't know Dietmar or don't really care, hopefully you find it inspiring that there are good-hearted people like this in the world that do so much for the music that we love. We had one more interview in 2010 that I want to play for you. A lady named Tamara Nile, you may know her as T. Nile. She spoke very eloquently about how great it is to have people like Dietmar in the world. And so I thought we'd end at least the interviews off with that. So here's Tamara Nile.
Tamara Nile, are you there?
Hey, yeah, I'm here.
Welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Likewise.
Yeah, it's like I say, you played the Winnipeg Folk Festival this year, and I know a bunch of people are talking about you, and we've been listening to you for a while, but I guess I'm really starting to get in what you do and appreciate it. So congratulations this year on the Cabin Song EP, which is wonderful. It's wonderful.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm really excited about that album, and I'm even more excited about the album I'm recording right now.
Yeah.
I guess that's always the way it goes, but
for sure.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It was great to get that record out because there was a bit of a hold on it, and originally it was a full album that got it. Long story short, I released an EP thinking I'd be releasing a full-length record on a label, and then things changed, and I decided not to take this deal. And then by that time, I'd moved on from the material. So very few people have the full album. One of whom is probably one of the people we're going to talk about today, Dietmar. So he actually has that full record. He was one of the first people to get the full record.
Really?
When it was originally going to come out, and maybe one day I'll release the whole album. But yeah.
But you just so you just sort of took parts of it and put it together as this EP and put that out instead, I guess.
Well, yeah. When I made plans to release the EP, the plan was like to put out an EP sort of, so I had something to tour because the other record was going to come out, you know, maybe in 6 months from the time, and it's going to be released sort of, you know, with some support, and yeah. So, but by the time I figured out that I didn't really want to do this deal. It was too late. Like the process had been set in motion. My publicist had been working it for a while, and I thought, okay, I'll put it out. And you know, it's been nice. It's got me out there. I mean, I've done well with it. I'm happy with it. But yeah, I guess I've moved on creatively a little bit, which I guess happens. But I'm glad that people still like it. So
for sure. Well, it seemed like a bit of a. I mean, I had your earlier album At My Table, and that one seemed a little bit folkier, I guess, a little rootsier than this. And then the Cabin Song EP kind of took me by surprise a little bit because it was. I don't even know how you describe it. It's a little more poppy, a little more rockin' perhaps than the other record.
Yeah, and if you'd heard the whole record, it would have made more sense. It's almost like that EP. I don't know, the whole album, there was a journey that kind of went along with the record, and
right.
It was almost like it was like a movie, and it had start and a middle and an end, and yeah, and it was definitely different than my first record. But yeah, the EP almost, I think maybe because it was short, and it doesn't make maybe quite as much sense. But anyway, I'm not to put it down, you know, I'm still proud of it, but I'm really excited about the stuff I'm working on right now. I'm working with a producer called Colin Stewart. He works with artists like Black Mountain and the New Pornographers. Hold on a sec.
Somebody no problem.
Call me. I'm going to ignore them. Yeah. So he's a great, great producer, great guy, and he's got a studio called The Hive, where many a great album have been recorded, like Cave Singers and Sleepy Sun, and this new band I'm really into right now called Sun Wizard. But yeah, so I'm excited, and it's actually going to be probably, I don't want to say it's more along the lines of the first record, but in a way it will be, because it's definitely going to be much more raw and rootsy and more live, I suppose.
Hmm.
I'm taking a very different approach than I did on the last record and even the first record, where I'm doing like a lot of pre-production, and it's going to be more like recording a live performance rather than the last two, which were kind of built. They were studio albums. They really were studio albums. They were built there. I did pre-production in the studio, you know,
right,
which was a luxury at the time. I was very lucky to be able to do that. But in a way, I like this challenge to have to really hone what I'm doing before I go in there and go in and be like, yep, this is what I'm doing. This is who's playing on it. Bang, let's do it. So that's going to be, it's going to be a really interesting experience. Looking forward to it. And so right now I'm just doing the pre-production and working on the songs and getting it all lined up. And I'm probably going to go in and it's looking like March and record. So yeah, that's what's going on there. But my most exciting current news is that it looks like I'm going to be touring with a band who I'm really into right now called The Wilderness of Manitoba. Have you heard them?
No, I don't think I have.
You got to check them out.
Yeah,
they're amazing, and we were both featured on this this compilation, this UK compilation called Ho 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 Canada.
Oh yeah.
We both put out Christmas songs this year.
Yeah.
And it was a UK compilation of Canadian artists doing Christmas songs. And they contacted me and said, we love your song, and if you ever come out east, let's do some shows together. And then it went from there. And now it looks like they've been invited to play the End of the Road Festival in the UK, which is, you know, with like Wilco and people like that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be over there at the same time. So it looks like we're going to be touring in Canada together and also in Europe. So it's exciting because I'm so into their music.
That's terrific.
Yeah.
But you were mentioning Europe, and you've been over to Europe, and you've hung out with our good friend Dietmar.
Yes, Dietmar. I have to say something about Dietmar, which is that I'm probably echoing everybody else when I say this, but that man is pretty much an angel walking on this earth.
Yeah.
He's a music angel. I mean, he has helped so many people, and like my whole emerging career in Europe, I could pretty much trace back to Dietmar, because he's the one that got it all started. I mean, he connected me with my agents and he's just such a champion and such a passionate music lover, and so incredibly generous and helpful and a beautiful person. And so yeah, I don't know how he does it, but he is amazing, and I owe him so much. And I love his family. We had an amazing time with them. We're doing a house concert there, myself and Joanna Chapman Smith, and I'll be forever indebted to that man. And I love him. He's amazing. Well,
I think we all do, and that's why, you know, when I put out this call and said, hey, I want to try and cheer him up this Sunday, and just the response has been overwhelming, and I certainly know why, and you know why, and we just gotta give our thanks for people like that who are so passionate and help out. And really, I mean, he gets nothing in return he doesn't make any money off helping you do shows, and you know, just does it for the love and the appreciation, and so that's you know?
I know, and it is people like Dietmar that, like, in a way, it's an allegory for the way the world works and a reason to have optimism, because it takes one Dietmar to sort of counterbalance I don't know how many jerks out there. You know,
yeah.
Everyone's heard that saying that, you know, the music business is a shallow trench filled with blah, 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 blah,
yeah.
And there's a bad side. You've heard that
yeah,
quote, right?
Absolutely.
And, you know, there are a lot of jerks, for sure. I try to avoid them, and I try to work with good people. But unfortunately, you do end up coming across the sort of scoundrels. But the thing is, like, there's one Dietmar is so much more powerful than, you know, 100 scoundrels. And it's the reason the world continues to be okay. And like, I actually, my grandfather, when he died, he worked up until right before he died. He was a doctor, and he took care of he was a geriatric psychiatrist, so a lot of his clients were older people that were suffering from various different kinds of, you know, mental illnesses, and he worked in the States, and a lot of his clients didn't have enough money, so he never turned away a patient. And He would treat people for free, and he'd been a refugee during the Second World War. He came over to the States with nothing and built it up, and you know, he was a medic in the Polish Army during the First World War on the front lines. So this guy was, you know, and when he died, his work planted four olive trees, and they said he was a secret saint, you know, and I think of my grandfather, I think of someone like Dietmar. Dietmar is not even a secret saint, but he is. He's like a saint, and he is the kind of person that helps make the whole world work, and I think he's a role model for a lot of people, and he gives me reason to have faith in humanity. And I know I'm making this kind of big, but really,
no,
I'm not exaggerating at all.
I know exactly
I'm
what you mean.
I'm kind of getting choked up talking about it, because he's amazing, and I just feel so blessed to have any part of his life at all, and just to be someone in his constellation. Very, very grateful, and I hope he's listening right now.
He is. Yeah.
So hi, Dietmar. I'll see you in September.
Well, yeah. You're very lucky indeed. So enjoy that, and thanks for your words and for your time. And like I said, keep in touch, because we certainly want to hear more from you.
Yeah, I'll definitely let you know, and maybe I can come into the station.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, cool.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks so much for doing this for everyone, and to spread the good word about our friend Dietmar, and to help cheer him up, because that's great. Thank you very much for organizing this.
Yeah, and every year I put together a list of my favorite songs, and the Cabin song was a no-brainer. I just love it. Do you mind if I play that one?
Oh, please, yes.
All right,
thank
here
you.
We go.
That's my favorite one on that record.
Excellent.
So thank you.
Thanks, Tamara.
Second daughter, Dad was a jeweler, Mom was a painter, old time music, summer and winter, ramble day. Oh, oh, oh. Dad would take me into the forest, mushrooms and berries. Side stove play, singing French lullabies, swatting at the house flies, ramblings. Oh, 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 oh. Ramblings. Oh, 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 oh. But I remember wishing for just one day where there wouldn't be shouting, slam doors and how to pay. One bowl going cold at the kitchen table, one face frowning, a sack of chickens drowning, rambling.
There is T. Nile with a great one called The Cabin Song. Now, we're going to move on and just tell you about a few things coming up here in Winnipeg. As we wrap up the show, let's start off with a show that's actually coming up on Saturday night at the Garrick Hotel. Might have to be my first time going down there. It's the return of Matthew DeZuda. He's put out several great records. Now he calls himself Color Film. Let's hear something off of his Color Film record. The record is called Super 8. This is Color Film playing Saturday at the Garrick Hotel.
Now you're on my mind, driving past the place we used to live. And after all this time, those skeletons have something left to give.
from a sinking ship, and this is your life. This is your life. This is your life. And everybody seems to say, I never thought I'd end up this way.
Sing with me, dance with me, Acadian girl. We'll
There is one more from Jay Amar from his album Overtime. That's Acadian Sun. You can catch him Thursday at the Sunset Saloon. I'd love to see you there. Please email me, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, if you want to come. And it is open to everybody. Bring the kids, bring your friends. Come and hang out. It's a really good time. Before that, something from the May Hemingways from their new album, Hunter Street Blues. They'll be playing on the 25th, Saturday night, at the Old Sunset Saloon. That is going to be a ton of fun. You can email me about that as well. And we kicked it off with something from Color Film playing Saturday at the Garrick Hotel. That'll wrap it up today. Thanks for listening and enjoying the show. Hopefully you did. Love to hear from you. Jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com. Check out tellthebandtogohome.com for the podcasts and such. And stay tuned. Lyle will come in at 5 o'clock with Waxy's Dargle. Gail at 6 with the Comfort Cafe. And Jaded and Elated at 7. Great night to be here. Please stick around.